99.7 Today FM, Campbell River's hit music station. It's Ethan Morneau, and I once again had the opportunity to chat with Campbell River Mayor Andy Adams and City Manager Deborah Sargent. My first question to kick off this week's discussion was in regards to the province helping out those displaced by the April fire at the Pacific West Complex in Campbell River. Through BC Housing, it has purchased the former Heritage River Inn on Highway 19. Let's listen in to hear what the mayor and city manager had to say.
Well, Ethan, we have been working with Malcolm McNaughton from BC Housing and Minister Robinson since the UBCM convention almost 2 years ago, and working on whether it be supportive housing or low-cost affordable housing and the expansion to Rose Harbor. And so the relationship that we formed with BC Housing has been very, very good. And when the fire came up, it just compounded the situation for the most vulnerable in Campbell River. And we couldn't be more pleased with the response from BC Housing and Minister Robinson to act so quickly to not only respond to the victims of the fire by housing them in the Coast Discovery Inn immediately, but also extending the funding for that, and then now to buy the Heritage River Inn to look after those folks until they have found permanent homes. You know, we are so appreciative and thankful for their assistance.
Okay, and Deborah, any comment on this?
Ethan, I think this just really shows the strength of the partnership that we've built with BC Housing and all of our local social service agencies to really provide for our most vulnerable in such trying and extraordinary circumstances, a fire during a pandemic, and for BC Housing to act so quickly and responsively. It really speaks to the strength of that relationship. I also wanted to mention that BC Housing has indicated that the site is quite a good sized parcel of land, and that there's going to be opportunities for future affordable housing development of the property, and that's sometime in the future.
So it's already June, and then it's going to be July and Canada Day. I'm seeing there was a virtual Canada Day website that has been launched for the city. Any comment on this? Any exciting plans for Canada Day here in Campbell River?
There are a lot of plans for Canada Day, and Carol Chapman and the Canada Day Committee here in Campbell River have been absolutely outstanding. You know, the festivities that we have had every year for Canada Day have been some of the best on Vancouver Island, just absolutely outstanding. And when the committee was challenged with the shutdowns and the COVID-19, they quickly refocused and switched gears and have been very, very active putting together a virtual Canada Day celebration. And they have been doing video clips of the pipe band, of the vintage cars and other groups to make up that parade. And they've got a lot going on planning for Canada Day virtually, and I think it'll be outstanding, and it's just a great community spirit and initiative.
Well, I'm very excited to see how it all turns out. So I'm checking out the Campbell River Crime Stoppers website right now, and I see quite a few different posts on their website to do with theft. Any comments on theft here in Campbell River as the pandemic has been going on?
Ethan, the local RCMP detachment keeps excellent statistics in terms of the rate of theft and how it compares to previous years. And unlike some of our fellow communities down island who've seen some increases in this area, we've been really fortunate that we haven't been in that situation. The RCMP is also just starting, I'm not sure if it's a monthly or bi-weekly, both a radio update and a television update to just provide some indication of what's happening in our community on a regular basis. We work very closely with the RCMP and our bylaw enforcement office as through our downtown safety office to ensure. I know the RCMP have additional foot patrols as well as bicycle patrols in our downtown area this summer.
Okay. So, yeah, we're in June now. Monday, a lot of students went back to school. And all those graduates here in Campbell River, unfortunately, they had to miss out on their prom and their grad. Any message or anything you'd like to maybe say to those who are missing out on those fun and exciting high school experiences here in Campbell River?
Well, we certainly will have things to say, but we're working with School District 72 as
okay.
to how they're going to pivot for graduation celebrations, and we'll definitely be a part of that.
Okay. So anything you guys would like to add for this
discussion?
Well,
Ethan, I'd just like to say that now that we are slowly returning to normal, whatever that is, the community is interacting with businesses and our city operations and tourism and just looking at how we safely sort of reopen and activate things and provide those incentives for that will help economic development and businesses get back on track. And some of that is what we did at last Monday's meeting in immediately responding to Minister Eby's announcement of relaxing the approvals and licensing for expanded outdoor seating. So we have gone ahead and pre-approved that for private parking spaces, sidewalks we're able to do so, and any off-street areas. So we're working with the Chamber of Commerce and our Economic Development Department to do that. And I would also just like to mention that as small businesses and eateries open up, to just encourage people to shop local and to do takeout or dine in where it's safe to do so, to support those businesses that really support all of the nonprofits and things going on in our community. And with that, to also ask people to please be patient as the city gradually returns to regular services. We understand that parks and gardens and planters and those things may take a while to get back up to what we are used to, and some areas may not be able to do the same just for this year, just because of some of the reduced staffing and redeployment that we've had to do. But we will do our best, and we appreciate getting the comments from people as to areas of concern. But again, ask for their patience and understanding that we have gone through a lot and had to do some redeployments and adjusting, and we'll get to things as best we can.
Thanks again, Mayor Andy Adams and City Manager Deborah Sargent, for chatting with me right here on 99.7 Today FM.